first video talking in English. So hope you can enjoy it. And you can see that here, there are my friend. Here's my friend. And I am my beloved teacher. So his name is Mark Hind. He's my teacher when I'm doing my PDD, pre-departure training in Bali. So the purpose why I'm making this video, I just want to interview, or my friend Teta will interview Mark, how he prepares everything, or how he like prepares the materials, the soft copy, and how he can be patient to teach us. Because teaching visually impaired, it's time consuming, so it takes a longer time, and you know, it's not a piece of cake. So let us listen from him what he's gonna tell to us. Okay, you can start, Teta.
Okay, this is a quite difficult for me. Okay, maybe the first we can start with the history when you have been teach English. Mm-hmm. In ELF first, and then the background that you have before you teach in ELF
then. Right, yeah. Okay, thanks for the chance to answer your questions. Yeah, actually, I've been teaching for quite a long time. More than half of my life, I've been teaching. So, before I came to Indonesia, I was teaching in several countries. Mm-hmm. I started teaching in Italy, then in Spain, in Japan, in Singapore, and then here in Indonesia. So actually, before I came to ILF, I already had quite a lot of experience. But I've been in ILF here in Bali for more than 10 years now. Yeah, and during that time, yeah, I've been working on the PDT, the pre-departure training, but I also worked on some other programs, for instance, teacher training. Yeah, we have some teacher training programs here in Bali, but also in Java, in Lombok, and also in Sulawesi.
Okay,
but yeah, I've been doing pre-departure here for about 10 years.
Experience. So it is the first time you have disabled students like us, or you teach in the first inclusive class this year, or you have an experience before?
Well, actually, I have some experience, but not much. Of course, I've been teaching you and Agus this year for 4.5 months. Mm-hmm. Last year, I also taught a pre-departure course with two visually impaired students. Mm-hmm. I think you know them,
yeah.
Eka and Ari.
Yeah.
And before that, I taught a pre-departure class with a student from Sulawesi, or Ian. I think she worked in Bandung.
Mm-hmm.
And then a long time ago, actually, I taught another visually impaired student called Mimi in Jakarta.
Mm-hmm.
She now has an institute. And when I taught her, it was very different, actually, because she didn't have any technology to help her.
Mm-hmm.
So she used Braille.
Oh, and how you deal with the kind of obstacles that you face on that time, because Mimi didn't use any technologies, and how you prepare all the materials? And
well, at that time, it was very difficult, as you can imagine. It was my first time, and I didn't have, of course, I don't know anything about Brett, of course, so but she had a helper.
Mm-hmm.
This was very different from your situation, because your situation, you were independent.
Yeah.
But she had a helper in the classroom. The class was quite small as well. The class was only, I think, 6 or 7 people.
Mm-hmm.
And she was the only non-sighted person there. And
mm-hmm.
she had a helper sitting next to her all the time through the course.
Oh, no.
So that makes a big difference, actually. But she had a kind of device where she could take notes using Braille, actually.
Mm-hmm.
It's a small... She could listen to the lecture, and she could take... I don't know what the device is called, but she could take notes making dot dot dot.
Yeah.
And we also converted some of the materials before the course into Braille.
Mm. Okay.
This is when I was working not for IELTS but for a different institution.
Oh.
And so, but it wasn't ideal. It wasn't an ideal situation, and it was very hard for her.
Yeah. Okay. So it's a tough time on that time when you taught.
Yeah, it was tough.
Okay. How long do you need that time to prepare all the materials before you give to your physical impairment students? Maybe here in a different time.
Yeah.
Also, maybe.
Now it's I still spend quite a lot of time, but it's much better now that the technology is available.
Okay.
It saves a lot of time for me compared with the past, because we just need to convert the documents into a readable format.
Mm-hmm.
And the readable format is usually a Word document.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to convert some of those, but luckily we have some helpers here who can work on that.
Mm-hmm.
So what we need to do is before the course begins, mm-hmm. we decide what are going to be the principal materials for the course, and we give them to one of the members of staff here at IELF, mm-hmm. and she will scan the materials and then convert them into Microsoft Word.
Yeah.
So that's one thing. But of course, we also use some other materials that are not just the principal materials.
Mm-hmm.
And I and my colleagues, Sue, for example, Sue and Steve, we work to convert some ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little bit more time consuming than normal course,
mm-hmm.
but not much. It's not that much.
Oh. Do you have any specific curriculum which is designed for visual impairment students?
No, not a specific curriculum, because we decided that we would all follow the same materials, actually. So the sighted students and the visually impaired students would do the same things, same activities, learn the same materials, and basically use the same materials. The only difference was in the exam preparation, because one of the tasks was different in the IELTS. IELTS test, one of the writing tasks is different. So in that case, we needed to prepare different materials.
Okay.
But apart from that, you know, things like the grammar materials and the vocabulary materials, reading and listening, the speaking materials, they were the same. They were just formatted in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Okay, based on your observations from the four session tests, I mean speaking, listening, reading and writing, what is the most difficult sessions that students with disability achieved for the test, I mean to pass the test, that is the speaking section or
mm-hmm.
listening section or writing section or reading sections?
I think the listening perhaps. It seems strange, actually, to say listening, but because as a sighted person, usually we think that, I don't know if this is true, but usually we think that visually impaired people are quite good at listening, because they have to depend on their ears a lot. But I think the test is really difficult, because the visually impaired students have to, of course, listen to their screen reader,
mm-hmm.
but at the same time they have to listen to the recording,
mm-hmm.
and sometimes they have to listen to the examiner, and so actually they have to do a lot of things at the same time, and so I think it's quite hard to develop those skills.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, perhaps you agree, I don't know,
yeah.
but it's quite a difficult task. I think speaking activities usually there's no difference really with the visually impaired and the sighted students. They can participate equally, Writing, of course, writing depends on technical skill, actually. So if the student has good technical skills, I mean keyboard skills, then the writing should be also pretty similar with the sighted student and the visually impaired. I would say. Reading just takes longer, and that's the thing. And as a teacher, that's something that can be a little bit tricky in the classroom, because if I ask the students to read something, then I know that the visually impaired students, of course, will take a little bit longer to read it. It's natural, because the screen, you have to depend on the screen reader, and it just takes a bit longer. Is that right, do you think?
Yeah, of course, yes.
Anyway,
talking about Inclusive Plus, have you got any training to teach visually impaired or persons with disabilities?
We didn't have formal training, so we didn't have any representative come here and explain. It would be good to do that, actually. But we had some sessions, the teachers, so myself and Sue and Steve and some other teachers who've been here teaching, some of the local Indonesian stuff, we, Komang and us, we talked about how we would organize it and how we would organize a class, and we had some help from our manager, Vlad, who gave us some advice about that. We had some advice from the ELTA teachers, or the teachers who had taught visually impaired students before, about how to do it and how to organize the classroom. But a lot of it you just learn by doing, actually.
Okay. Yeah. How would you describe teaching visually impaired? Is it hard or
easy? It's not easy, but it's actually, it's not as difficult as it seems. Before you do it, you think, oh, this is going to be difficult. But actually, when you do it, it's not that hard. You, as long as you kind of learn from what's going on in the classroom, because, for example, this course that we have just completed, at the beginning, I thought, oh, I'll put the visually impaired students in the corners at the back. And then after the first lesson, I realized that was a mistake, because it's noisy in the classroom. And I thought, oh, if the visually impaired students are at the back, maybe there's like a barrier between them and the front of the class, so it's difficult for them to hear. And so I decided to change the position. And other things like, you know, sometimes we want to move around the class. So sometimes you have to organize the classroom so that we can form groups in certain parts of the classroom. So I think it was good to have you in strategic positions in the classroom.
What is the biggest constraints, do you think, to have accessibility in ELF to overcome the next student with disability?
I don't know. I mean, there are some things. I think sometimes we, at some parts of the course, it would be good to have a support teacher, actually.
Okay.
I mean, actually, we used another teacher, Komang, at some stages, because there are some lessons where we had to split up. Only a few, but there were some. And at that time, you need a support teacher, really, and Komang was the support teacher. But I think it would be good sometimes to have the support teacher in the classroom at the same time. I don't know how you feel about that. I think it's sometimes good to have somebody there to explain something, if something is happening or we're changing to another topic, because it takes time, right?
Yeah,
it's
more just in the cases.
Yeah, it's just more just in the cases.
Yeah. But I think also the other members of class, the other students, can be very helpful in that regard.
Yeah.
If you're sitting next to a sighted student, then it helps a lot, right?
So,
do you have any suggestion or recommendation for people who want to teach visually impaired? I mean, what should they prepare or what should they do to teach visually impaired based on your experience?
There are two or three things that are really important. One thing is you need to plan ahead. You need to plan ahead, at least a day or two in advance, because you need to prepare the materials or collect the materials together and send them to the students, the visually impaired students in advance. That's really important. So you need to plan ahead. The other thing that's really important is you have to kind of use your imagination a bit. By that I mean, you have to try and imagine what it's like for the visually impaired students. Because sometimes, I mean, to be honest, sometimes I forget that you're visually impaired. You know, in the classroom, so many things are happening.
Yeah.
And I sometimes forget, oh, I guess I can't see this. So you have to use your imagination. I think, okay, right. I wonder what this sounds like from Agassiz or Cheta's point of view.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to try and put yourself in the other person's shoes.
Yeah.
That's really important. What else? Use the other students as well. I think, inclusive class means inclusive for everybody, right?
Yeah.
So it's inclusive for the students with disability, but it's also inclusive for the other students, and they should also benefit from the opportunity. So I think they also learn a lot from being in a class with students like yourselves, who are visually impaired, because they appreciate a lot of things. They learn a lot. They broaden their horizons.
Mm-hmm.
They have opportunity to act as a kind of helper sometimes, which can be useful. It's useful for you, but it's actually quite useful for them as well, because it makes them concentrate as well.
Maybe this is the last question for me. As your observations, how the student with visual impairment performance so far?
Great. Yeah, it's great. I think, all the teachers here are really impressed, actually, that students can do it. Because I know it must be very tiring. Something that we sometimes forget is how tiring it is. I imagine you get tired because you're listening to your screen reader, then you have 4 hours in the class, sometimes more than that, and then you have to go home and do your homework. So it's actually very long. So we are very impressed, actually, with what you do, because the course is intensive. And so there's kind of no rest, and then suddenly it's Tuesday, and so it's very intensive. So we're very impressed with it, and we find it quite incredible that you can remember the new language, that you can learn from your feedback.
To be honest, we enjoy the class because I'm the supportive teacher and some classmates. So everything is going okay. I can enjoy it.
Don't you find it too noisy sometimes?
It's not a big deal.
It
doesn't matter.
So maybe it's better to be a bit noisy than too quiet. So, and how about you? I mean, when you started this course, when was it, October or November? Of course, you didn't know your classmates, did you? But you got to know them very quickly, is that right?
That's right. At the beginning, I think I thought that, can I attend the class well? And you know, at the first day, I thought that, oh my God, they didn't understand who we are, and they still think that we need supports all the time. They always ask, can I call your carer? Can I call somebody else to help you?
Yeah.
It was quite strange. But then I remember when Chetai and I did a simple presentation to let them know how to interact with persons with disability in general, and particularly how they can communicate with visually impaired. Then later on, they understand and they can bully us.
I think that was really useful. When you did the presentation after 1 week or 2 weeks, I think it was really useful for everybody.
Yeah.
Because they appreciated what it's like.
Mm-hmm.
And they also learned how you want to be treated, yeah?
Yeah.
Because I get the feeling that you want to be independent, right? You don't want somebody to be asking you and bothering you all the time. Yeah. And so I think it made them learn that you're just students like everybody else. Yeah.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Yeah.
We just worry about the first conditions come first. We will bother them. Some of friends seems a little bit strange to us. And that is okay. I think it's just because they don't know how to treat the people with disability at that time. But yeah, it's okay. After the presentations, a lot of them, it's like I realize.
It was really helpful.
Yeah,
it's very helpful. Yeah,
and they admitted actually.
Yeah.
When I made a video with them with the blogs and goals, they admitted that. Yeah, for the first time, we didn't know what to do with you guys. They told us, and then I believe start from the positive bullying, I call it, and we can laugh. One and another.
Yeah,
yeah.
That's nice.
Sometimes they ask quite weird questions like, what are you dreaming about? Are you dreaming university something? Yeah, of course, I dream a lot.
So this is a learning experience for them. And
Yeah, personally, I want to thank you very much for your work.
Yeah, me too, Mark.
Yeah.
You put a big effort for us, and I big thanks to you. I'm really thankful for
That's nice. And thank you for your patience, because you've been, I know it's hard work for you, and you've done such a good job.
It's because of you.
And good luck in the future, You're going to Australia.
Yeah.
All the best. I'm sure you'll really enjoy it. Almost everybody says they have a really great time there. Enjoy it. I think they have a very supportive approach to everything there, and it's kind of, it's a big adventure really, and so you should treat it as a big adventure. I'm sure you'll enjoy it.
Thank you. I don't know if we still keep in touch more.
Oh, please do, we shall.
Then we disappointed.
Okay.
Maybe when picture shoot.
Let's take a picture,
I think I want to give you something like this, because you are my teacher.
Okay, I see you.
To say thank you to you.